Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's podcast. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the darkest fiscal days are behind the state, saying bills are being paid down, a rainy day fund can be replenished, some taxes can be frozen, and greater investments can be made. Though Republicans applaud some of what the governor said, they say it needs to be more than just a one-year election gimmick funded by federal dollars that will soon go away. We talked with Representative Noreen Hammond, a Republican of Macomb, as the state and Western Illinois University wait to see what will stay in that budget. What was, on first blush, your opinion of the governor's address?
Actually, Jim, at first blush, I was encouraged to see that a lot of the focus of the budget was in the area of education. K through 12 education has some significant increases, as does higher education. And unfortunately, for many, many years, that's not been an area of focus for this administration and previous administration.
The other big headline, of course, were the tax changes, the freeze on the gas tax and grocery tax, and changes for property tax where taxpayers would get some money back. Republicans have welcomed that, but I've heard two different things. First off, they say it's short term because it's 1 year only. And the other is that it's an election year gimmick.
Well, you know, I never refer to a property tax freeze or a property tax break as a gimmick. The devil is always in the details for these things, certainly. And, you know, as far as the gas tax and freezing that, how does that affect our road fund and the projects that are already in the pipeline? And is there going to be enough money in that fund to complete those projects? So those are all questions that we have to ask. We can't just take everything at face value, certainly. But I would also say that this is the governor's plan. This is his outline. And how he would prefer to see dollars spent. But the reality is that it is the General Assembly that does those appropriations.
One of the things Governor Pritzker was touting is he said Illinois will end this fiscal year with a $1.7 billion surplus, the first of its kind in more than 25 years. Let's be honest, that's unheard of in Illinois history, it seems, at least in modern times.
Well, it is unheard of, and you know, I also heard the governor say that skeptics will say this was because we received funding from the federal government. I don't consider myself a skeptic. I consider myself a realist, and the reality is we received over $8 billion from the federal government, and much of that is to bolster up the state's economies, and it has certainly done that for Illinois' economy. I don't think that is something that we can ignore. Those are dollars that are going into our revenue streams and helping to paint this picture that the governor has painted for us.
Also, there was money that's going towards the pension fund that is so underfunded in Illinois, and also addition of almost $1 billion towards what's often called a rainy day fund. I mean, fiscally, those are areas that Republicans certainly wanted to see.
Absolutely. And I am not going to suggest that any of this is a bad idea. As a matter of fact, I think that many of these ideas coming from the governor and his staff are very laudable. My concern is if we promise this money and we promise it for this year, will we be able to sustain that budget next year and the year after that, and in fact make increases caused by inflation and be able to pay our bills? So a rainy day fund is a terrific idea. We haven't seen that since Governor Edgar was in office. And paying down our pension debt, which is upwards of $130 billion. Absolutely, those are things we need to be doing.
What do you see as your greatest priority right now?
Well, one of my greatest priorities right now is I have some real significant concerns over the money that is owed to our unemployment trust fund. We have about nearly $4 billion, about $3.5 billion in debt to our unemployment trust fund. The governor has been hopeful that the federal government would just say, oh, forget it. You don't owe that. That's not going to happen. Not in my lifetime or anyone's lifetime. And so we have enough money in what is left of the $8+ billion that we received from the federal government to pay down the most significant portion of that debt in the unemployment trust fund. It is allowable under the federal ARPA regulations that we can use that money to do that. And that, in fact, is what we should be doing. That is an absolute priority. And the reason is, among others, that if we don't do that, then the taxes on Illinois employers will go up significantly to make up for those $3.5 billion in debt.
I know two things. One is you're very interested in higher education because you serve the district that includes Western Illinois University.
Yes.
And you also said that it really is the details of the budget. What do you see right now as far as Western is concerned? I mean, as you well know, those 2 years of freezes back a couple of years ago were devastating to the university system in Illinois. And also we've seen declining enrollment on campuses throughout the state, including Western. How do you see Western right now? Do you see it stabilizing and growing, or do you still see concerns?
Actually, I see it stabilizing and growing, and I give kudos to President Wong for that. He has been very, very active in recruitment and has a real focus on retention for our students. And I think that's one of the areas that oftentimes gets overlooked. You know, you can tout at the beginning of the year or beginning of a semester, we have X number of students, but do you still have that number at the end of that semester? And so retention is equally as important as recruitment. But President Wong is doing a terrific job. He is focused not just on the Macomb campus here, but also the Quad City campus. And I think that as we look at what's going on as far as jobs in this economy, in this state, Western has so much to offer. We all know that there is a significant loss in the area of law enforcement. Western has one of the number one law enforcement schools across the nation. Agriculture is another area that is ever expanding, and Western is certainly known for that, as well as their business and supply chain. And so those are areas that I see Western certainly having an edge over many other universities.
One other thing that the governor had pointed out is that he wanted to see an increase in Pell Grants and an increase in MAP scholarships, a $200 million increase in MAP scholarships, and also kind of target some of that towards healthcare education to increase the number of healthcare workers. I would assume that you applaud that as well.
Absolutely, and here's the thing. We have talked for years about the MAP grant funding and underfunding the MAP grants. And so if we can direct more funding, and I think the governor was around $600 million for MAP grant recipients, that would be huge. And folks need to understand that the reason for that is MAP grant funding is available to Illinois students that go to school in Illinois. And so that gives us a distinct advantage on keeping our students, our Illinois students here in Illinois to go to school. And the other part of that is back in 2019, I'm part of a higher ed working group, and it's a bicameral, bipartisan and by choice that we sit on this working group. And we put in place a program, the acronym is AIM High. And it's a scholarship program, again, just for Illinois students at our state universities. And so that is specific to our public universities. And that's another area that is also very helpful for our students, because it's key that we keep our Illinois students here in Illinois for higher education.
Do you think, I mean, because the governor had mentioned that it seems for too long higher education was ignored. Do you think that Illinois has learned something over the last few years that, you know, cutting in the area of higher education actually in the long term is bad?
Well, I would hope so. And, you know, with high unemployment as it is now, particularly in the healthcare field, this is to have this be a focus and change direction a little bit, if you will, and actually give higher education the dollars that it needs to educate our students, I think is huge. You know, I hear, because I'm very active in long-term care and senior issues and those kind of things. And many of our long-term care facilities, their staffing shortage is significant in the area of nursing and certainly in CNAs. Many of these temp agencies, the cost that these facilities have to bear to put in place the staff that they need is unbelievable. So anything we can do to put more folks into that career, and it's a great career, by the way, and more of that is what's going to be needed in the future.
The governor said, when it comes to the budget, and I was wondering what you thought of when you heard this, he said seats at the grown-up table will be off limits to those who aren't working in the public's best interests. Did that anger you at all?
I guess anger is one word. I was ashamed for him. I don't think that kind of rhetoric is necessary, because at the end of the day, I would hope that we would all have seats at the table, and it would be one table, not a grown-up table and a child's table, but the table, and that we would all be there and be able to express what is needed in the areas that we represent. This is a very diverse state. It's diverse in our population. It's diverse in our occupations and certainly the needs across the state. So as I often tell my colleagues, you know, I appreciate the districts that you represent and the needs that you have. But make no mistake, you don't have the market cornered on poverty.
Illinois State Representative Noreen Hammond, Republican of Macomb.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.